Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Yud Beis. Shabbos Yud Beis, we are on Yud Aleph Amid Beis as we continue in the first parak of Maseches Shabbos, and we will continue with Tani Chada. We are talking about issues of Hotzah, as we've mentioned yesterday. We spoke about whether we hold of Gzera L'Gzera in terms of Hotzah, about drinking from a water fountain that is at a different Rishus and you're standing in the other Rishus. And then we discussed the last point in terms of, are there different rules for different people carrying? It could be for somebody who is used to carrying in a certain way, so then they will be chayiv, even though somebody else who does the exact same activity wouldn't be. That was the chiddush of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have a professional carrying his utensil that he uses for his profession, if he carries it in the way that the professionals carry it, above their ear, right? If a teacher walks out or a carpenter walks out with a pencil on their ear, that would be like an example from modern day. So would he be, is that a normal way of carrying? Normal way, I never put a pencil over my ear, but many people do, right? Or whatever the kala might be, would that be a normal way of carrying? So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda is a twofold chiddush. Number one is that it's considered normal even though most people don't. And number two, that you can be machali between different people. That's a big chiddush also according to Rabbi Yehuda. You might just say that everybody's the same, at least in a certain area. But Rabbi Yehuda does not say that. Okay, we continue on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Brisa, that 12 lines up. Tani Chada Lo Yetzir Hazav Bekiso V'im Yatza Pater Avalaser. One Brisa says a Zav. We know from Parshas Mitzora, Zav Yoledes Mitzora, one of the people that not only who are Tamei, but they have to bring a carbon after their Tumah is finished. Right? Most people who become Tamei, there's no carbon. You have to become Tahar. And then even Tamei Meis, there's no carbon. You have to just wait a week and get sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma twice. And then one goes to the mikveh and one is tar. But once in a while, there are four, maybe five, but four people who are Tamei. And if they are in the full category of Tumah, they have to become tar and also bring a carbon, the Mechusrei Kapara. First mission in the second parak of Maseches Krisus lists off the Mechusrei Kapara. So Zav is one of them. A Zav is a man who has a some type of emission, which is considered a sickness. It's not normal. It's not a normal expected ziva of coming out. So what happens if he has a type of pouch, a type of bag around himself in order to make sure, well, we're not going to get to an order. Let's just make sure which catches the liquid. So one brisa says, a catheter type of utensil. So lo yetzi azav b'kiso, azav is not allowed to go out with that pouch, with that bag on Shabbos. V'myasa patur avalaser. If he goes out, it's an iser dirabanan. Patur avalaser. V'tanya yidach lo yetzi v'myasa chayiv chatos. And the other brisa says he's not allowed to go out, and if he does, he's chayiv chatos. So the question is, is it a daraisa or is it a darabanan walking out with a kiss? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha, har mer har b'yuda. That's exactly our issue. According to Rav Yehuda, who says whatever's normal for a certain professional is going to be a daraisa, so too here. For the Zav, it's normal because he knows he has liquid dripping out of him. He doesn't want it to get all over, and therefore he puts a pouch there. Mashi, again, other people would not be chayiv for carrying the pouch. Mashiach and Hunter Bimeir, everybody would only be chayiv derabanan because it is not normal for most people. So isn't that the machlokas between the brises? So Amalei Abaya, wait a minute. Eimer the Shamis Leli Rabbi Meir b'midi delav haynu urche. No, when does Rabbi Meir say that it is only an issa derabanan? That is when it is not the common way of carrying. Rashi adds in, even for the Uman himself. Meaning, for example, we gave the ruler and the carpenter. If you would ask, what's the most normal way for a carpenter to carry a ruler? He still would say if he carries it with his hands. That's not abnormal. It's also common for him to put it behind his ear. But really, carrying it with his hands is not unusual. So that's where Rabbi Meir would say it's only an issa d'rabanan if the other way is done. But over here, carrying the pouch is normal in where it is attached on the body. So even Rabbi Meir would agree that would be an issa d'raisa for a zav to go out with that. So that can't be the two brises. Because if you don't say this, that Rabbi Meir admits, what? So you're going to tell me that whenever there's something non-professional done, it's not chayav on Shabbos? Elameata, hedyot shechok akav bebakas. If you have a hedyot, a non-professional, that carves out a certain area in a log to create a certain kli. So Hach b'Shabbos, l'Rabbi Meir, Hach and Amid lo mechayev. What, it's not chayev according to Rabbi Meir? Only professional types of activities are chayev? That can't be. So Rabbi Meir meaning, so therefore you have to say that it's only in the earlier case where it's normal to do a hotzah according to Rabbi Meir, even more commonly with your hand, and he says the other one would not be chayev. So too, that's what you have to say. The Rabbi Meir would agree in this case. So back to the question of stira in the brises. One brisa says that a zav carrying a kisei out would be chayev d'oraisa, and the other would say is only aser d'rabbanan. So we have another choice. Ela amar Rav Hamnuna lo kasha. We have another suggestion. Kan bizav bal shtei re'ios kan bizav bal gimor re'ios. It depends how many re'ios this zav has seen. So we know it's the first in the Mishnah, and I think in the first paragraph of Maseches Megillah, ein bein zav, right? Zav is by the zav gadol, or a full zav, or a not full zav. What's the difference? When a zav has three re'ios, he's chayv a karbon. So it's important for him to know when he has two re'ios whether he had that third re'ia or not, because he wants to know whether he has to bring a karbon or not. Mashiachim, once he has three, he's already tameh. Now he's just counting shiv nekiyim. So, says the Gemara, that's the difference, whether it's two re'ios or three re'ios. And therefore, the two re'ios one, it's normal for him to have the bag there, because he really wants to know whether he has that third re'ia. Mashiachim, if he has three, it's not as important of an issue, and therefore, it would be considered unusual, and it would only be an issa d'rabbanan. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Maishna zav bal shtei re'ios dechayiv demi boile lebedika. Why do we say the bal shtei re'ios is chayiv? Because he has to do a bedika. He has to make sure that he doesn't have a third re'ia, or also be chayiv a karbon. And that's why it's considered normal for him. Zav bal gimel nami. What do you mean a zav that has three times also? Mi boile lesvira. He still wants to check too. He wants to start counting his shivinikiyim. Right? We're used to shivinikiyim for women, but there was shivinikiyim for men. Right? For the zav. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo nitzrucha el lo bo bayom. The issue is on that day that they had the re'ia. The day that the zav has the third re'ia, there's no purpose in checking anymore that day. Because that day is finished. That day is not a yom naki. And therefore that day is finished. So on that third day, that's where it would be unusual for him to have the kiss there. And that would be an issa d'rabbanan. Says the Gemara, v'hami boyele kidei shelo yitan fukelov. But still, he would still want it there. You're right. It's no, for not for any halachic reasons, but he would want it there so he doesn't get his clothes dirty. Right? Isn't that considered normal? If you put something there in order not to dirty up one's clothes. Right? Again, serious halachal ma'isa shailos. Let's say if a woman lives in a place without an eruv bizman hazeh, is she allowed to use certain objects in order to protect her clothing? So that she doesn't get her clothing dirty, or is that considered an extra masa? Very lamaisa. So the Gemara says here too, he's putting it in the pouch there, the bag there. She doesn't dirty up his clothes. Isn't that good enough? So it's still considered normal, even though it's not there for a halachic reason. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hai Tana Hu Da Amar, this Tana must hold, Kol Atsule Tinuf Lo Kachashiv. If something is just done to prevent something from getting ruined, that's not positive enough to be called a real act. A chashiv act halachically. When is an act halachically defined? If I want the act to achieve something positive. But if it's just a preventative activity, I'm doing this so that my clothes don't get dirty, that is not going to be an issa d'oraisa on Shabbos. Where else do we see that there's a difference between positive and preventative, as follows, in a totally different context. It's not. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Machshirin. Maseches Machshirin is all about Hechsher L'Kabel Tuma. As we know, the halacha is, first pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, that in order for produce, anything that grows, any type of food, to become Tameh, to be able to be Mekabel Tuma, it must be A, detached from the ground, and B, become moist with one of the seven liquids, and I'm happy about it. And I'm happy that I got moist. It's called the Ratzon. If I'm not happy about it, so then it's not considered moisture, right? And that's why we wash our hands at the Seder before we eat the karpas, because we're dipping the karpas into the salt water, and we remember what they used to do. They used to follow this halacha, bizman ha-migdash. So the Gemara says, Ditzan, quoting the Mishnah, Hakofe ka'ara al-hakosel, what happens if I have a wall, and it's starting to rain? So water, rainwater, is one of the seven liquids. One of the seven liquids that would be Machshel Kabel Tuma. I put a bowl on top of the wall. I don't want my wall to get wet. So I put a bowl on top of the wall so that the water will hit the bowl and then slide off and it won't hit the wall. I happen to have a bowl of apples. next to the wall. So the water is going from the hitting the bowl onto the apples. So are those apples hukshel kabel tuma? Are they able to be mekabel tuma now because the water went on it? Is that considered l'ratzon? Am I happy about that? So hakofek ka'ara al hakosel. If I put the bowl on the wall, im bishvil shetudach ha'ka'ara. If I put the bowl on top of the wall because I want to clean the plate, I want to clean the bowl because it's a good, nice, high spot, and I want to clean it. You know, in those days, I don't want to schlep down to the river and be able to put it. Bring it. They don't have sinks. They can't put on the tap. So I put it. I know it's going to rain. I want to clean the bowl. So I put it on top of the wall. See, if that's why, so then I'm very happy with that water. I'm very happy with that water. It's when it goes onto the peros. So that's called hukshel kabel tuma. Hareze b'chiyutan. That is included in the pasuk that says kiyutan. The pasuk says, in the context of hukshel kabel tuma, it says kiyitain. We read a kiyutan without getting back into the details of the drasha, but it means kiyutan is included in that I am happy that it became wet. In bishvil shelo yilke hakosel. But if it's just there to prevent my wool from getting ruined, ain't no b'chiyutan. So that's not b'chiyutan. So what do you see from there? Putting something to prevent getting ruined is not called a significant activity. So too, the Gemara is comparing that to the Zav carrying the kiss just to make sure his clothes don't get dirty. That is not considered halakhically significant. So that would not be an Isser or Daraisa of Hotza on Shabbos. It would be the Rabbanan. So here too, on a Daraisa level, it's not called a Ratzon. It's not called you appreciate it. So the Gemara compares Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Hekshel Kabel Toma. So the Gemara could have said, how could you compare the two cases? You know, one might be more machmir than the other one. The Gemara does not. The Gemara accepts the comparison and rejects it within the comparison. Even accepting the comparison, says the Gemara, I don't think they're parallel. Mi dami, hasam, lo kaboy luhu lahani mashkin klal. No, on the case of the rain, you totally don't want the rain to come. You don't want the rain to come, and therefore, putting the bowl there, that's considered not significant. But over here, hacha kabaylul haikis la kibule beziva, you want the bag there. You'd rather not have to put it there, but you want the bag there. Rashi says on the fourth line, aval hacha leinyan shabbos achashivuse dehotzaa kaptinan vahachotzaa dekis chashiva. You're focusing on the bag. You're carrying out the bag. Do you want to carry the bag out? You want to carry the bag out. In hashul kabatuma, you're not focusing on the bowl. You're focusing on the water. So there you could say, I'd rather the water not be here. But here, I want the bag, because the metzius is that there is ziva dripping out. So I want the bag. If you focus on the hotzah of the kiss, so I want that. And therefore, that's going to be significant. Halo damya ella seifa. If you want to compare it, says the Gemara, it's better to compare it to two mishnayos after the one we already quoted. And that's the following. Areva sheyara delaf latocha mayi latocha. If you have an areva, which is a big bowl, a kneading bowl. And same thing, water is, you have rainwater that's getting caught into that bowl. So the question is that water, that rainwater, going to be machshir l'kabel tuma? So mayim hanitazin v'hanitzvin einon b'chiyutan. Water that splashes or sprays out is not b'chiyutan. That is not, I have no kavana for that. If it just goes in and splashes out automatically, it's not b'chiyutan. But what's mashma? V'shebesocha, but what's in the bowl, right, let's see what the bowl catches, and then I pour that on, harizeh b'chiyutan. That is b'chiyutan, right? Because after all, why didn't I just turn the bowl over? I put the bowl right side up, obviously, because I want to catch what's in the bowl. So that's a better comparison. I want the bowl there. So too, I want the kiss there in order to catch what is falling. So we are back to the original question that you can't be mechalik, and you can't say atzule tinuf lo kachashiv, because in our case, it's not just atzule tinuf. You want the hotza of the kiss. So ela abayav rav adami travayu. So third try. This is the maskana lo kasha. Hadreb Yehuda, the Hadreb Shimon. Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Which Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon? There are a number of machlokas in Hilchas Shabbos between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. So here, it is the machlokas of Melacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa, which came up on Dav Gimel. We didn't do that this cycle. But it's the first time it comes up this cycle in the in a weekday shiur, and that is the Sugya Melacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa, which is a huge topic, which is going to come up 10 times in this Masechta. A Melacha that is not done for its ultimate purpose. What exactly does that mean? Then he sheet this in the Rishonim. Two big ones are Rashi and the Chachmei Svara, the Ramban and others, versus Tosfos. Rashi in a few places in the Masechta. If you want to look at one of the main places, is on Daf Tzadik Aleph. Tzadik Beis, Tzadik Aleph, Tzadik Beis. The Mishnah there that talks about carrying out a dead body on Shabbos. So I'm carrying out a dead body from my house. Why? Not because I want the dead body outside. I just don't want it in my house. I'm having the Mishpacha of Kohanim over. I invited you over for Shabbos lunch. I can't have a dead body in my house. They're not allowed to become tummy. So I'm going to get it out of my house so the Kohens could come over. Right? So the Devers could come over to for Shabbos lunch. But so I don't want it outside my house. To get it outside my house, I just don't want it in my house. That's called a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. What's the Halacha? Machlokas. Reb Yehuda says that's still an Issa Daraisa. Reb Shimon says Pater. What is the definition at root of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? Rashi says in a few places, preventative, and you'd rather not be in the situation in the first place. That's Rashi. Birksono lo hayabalo. I would rather not have to do this. Bichlal. I have to do it because ain brera. But I'd rather not be in this situation in the first place. That is the, sorry, Tzadik Gimel Amabes. Tzadik Gimel Amabes. Rashi says, V'chol malacha she'in etzricha elo lesalka me'alav. You're just removing a problem. Havi malacha she'in etzricha legufa. De birksono lo balo. V'lo hayatzarechla. That is Shitas Rashi, and explained by the Chachmei Svar and other Rishonim, that it's preventative, and to add one other piece, this is what the Baal Amar adds to Rashi, and there is no constructive result in an item. That also needs to be added, that helps to answer certain other sugyas. But that's Rashi. Baal Tosfos say simple. Baal Tosfos, the big Tosfos, Baal Tosfos say, are you doing it for the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan? That's Malach Shehesvich Lagufa. Digging a hole. Are you digging a hole because you want the dirt, or are you digging a hole because you want the hole? In the Mishkan, they dug a hole because they wanted the hole. If you're doing it because you want the dirt, the same exact act. That's called the Malach Shehesvich Lagufa, and according to Reb Shimon, Pater. Rov Rishon and Paskin like Reb Shimon, though the Rambam Paskin's like Rebbe Yehuda. Right, that you're still Chayev Daraisa, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Malach Shehesvich Lagufa. So that is a general Machlokas that comes up in a number of places in Shas, and specifically a number of places in this Pesachta. So the Gemara says, that's what we're talking about here. Why are you carrying out the kiss? So you have to fit it in according to Ichita. According to Rashi, you'd rather not be in the situation. You'd rather not have the Ziva coming out. You have to do it. But that's called the Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. That's the two brises, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tosfos, also, why are you carrying out the kiss? Not because you want the kiss out. Why they do Hotza in the Mishkan? Because they wanted the item, the object, over there. Here, you don't really want the kiss over there. You just want to catch the Ziva that's coming out. So that's why, according to both Rashi and Tosfos, this would be a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Good. Period. Interesting discussion of the Achronim, where Moshe has a tshuva about this. What if you do an act because you're forced to do it? One of two issues. What if somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, is sick, and they have to do a Malacha on Shabbos? Why isn't that called a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? According to Rashi especially, you'd rather not be in the situation. Right? We need Heter of Chol Shabbos as Mutter, Chol Sheish Basakana, even if it's Daraisa. What even is Daraisa? You're not doing it because you really want to do it. You're doing it because you're in the situation. You'd rather... Or the Maharik, that's what Rav Moshe discusses in the Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Kufchaf Aleph. The Maharik says, what if a non-Jew goes over to a Jew and says, cook for me or I'm going to kill you. So the halacha is that we do the malacha. Or even if he says, cook for my animal. So the halacha is, Shabbos is not one of the big three. You don't have to give your life. So, and even though the Maharik discusses, Pasha, that's Daraisa. So the Rav Moshe deals with, and the Maharik deals with, is that Daraisa? It's a malacha and a shekel legufa. Because you'd rather not be in the situation. So we assume generally that's such an external motivation, that's not called Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa means with your kavanas, without any external problem. But anyway, it's an interesting issue that the Achronim discuss. Okay, so that we answer the question of the Seer and the Brises, and now we continue. Tani Dever Rabbi Yishmael. Yotze Adam Betfilin Be'erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. We spoke about in our Mishnah various objects that cannot be carried out before Shabbos. What about with tefillin? Remember in the days of old when they used to wear tefillin all day? If somebody are allowed to go out with tefillin on Erev Shabbos, says the Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, yes. Why? My taima, kivan to Amar Bar Rav Huna, chayiv adam l'mashpish betefillin kol shav v'shav, because a person has to focus and not have a hesach hadas from his tefillin at every moment. Kal v'chomer mitzitz, a kal v'chomer from the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, matzitz she'ein bo ela azkara achas. The tzitz only has one Shem Hashem on it. Amra Torah v'haya al mitzcho. It should always be on his forehead. He should never have a hesek hadas from it. Tefillin sheish ben askaras harbe. Tefillin that has so many shemos of Hashem. Alachos kama v'kama. Surely you cannot have a hesek hadas. You always have to be focused on the tefillin when you're wearing them. Hilkach. Therefore, mit kardach iluhu. We're not worried that you're going to forget that you have tefillin on your head, and you're going to go out with it on Shabbos. So therefore, you're allowed to wear them up until Shabbos. Right? We assume that you're going to remember and you're going to take them off before Shabbos, because after all, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Lav zman tefillin. That is why we hold tefillin as a zman grama. Not because night, but because of Shabbos v'yantif. Tefillin is a zman grama because of that. Good. Stop there for a minute. How is one carrying the tefillin out? If I wear tefillin in a Rishus HaRabim without an Erev, if I wear tefillin like I'm supposed to wear tefillin, is that an Issa D'Oraisa? I'm wearing it, or is it only if I carry it in my hands? What did it say that I'm allowed to go out with it? Am I allowed even? That's one issue. But what about the other issue? What about Erev Shabbos? Does the Gemara even allow you to carry out your tefillin in your bag on Erev Shabbos? Or only if it's on your head? So that's the machlokes between the Beis Yosef and then the Bach. The Beis Yosef here says, even in your hands, you're allowed to carry, you're focused on your tefillin. Even if you're carrying your tefillin, you focus on your tefillin. So therefore, even if it's in your hands. And the Bach cannot fathom it. The Bach says, what do you mean? He says, the whole point of Gemara is the Hesach Hadas. What if you're carrying your tefillin in your knapsack? You don't have a Hesach Hadas from your tefillin? Of course you have a Hesach Hadas from your tefillin. Says the Bach, Tema Rabba, L'Rav Gadol Kamohu, L'Hotzi Dvarim Ke'ilu Mitachas Kol Maso. I can't believe the Beis Yosef said such a thing. Shalo Kavachomer Mitzitz only applies if it's on your head. If you carry it with your bag, you're not allowed to do that. And therefore, the only thing you're allowed to do Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha, is to have wearing the tefillin. Because that's where you don't have Hesach Hadas. But if it's in the bag, against the Beis Yosef, the Machlokas and the Beis Yosef and the Bach, what the heter of the Gemara was in this situation. Hey, again, why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? Right, tefillin is an os. You always need two osos. Tefillin is an os. Shabbos is an os, and bris milah is an os. So that's why on weekdays we have two osos, bris milah and tefillin. On Shabbos, it would be a zilzal in the os of tefillin, in the os of Shabbos, if we would wear tefillin. You already have two osos, and therefore we don't. The Chidah even has the fascinating suffix. What if somebody, Rachman al-Islan, would not be able to get bris milah? He had two older brothers that died of hemophilia. Right, from getting a bris milah. So he's not allowed to get a bris milah. Should he put tefillin on Shabbos? So he could have the two osos. So we pass him no. But it's just a fascinating question to ask, because after all, you always need two osos. So maybe he should have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Okay. What level of tefillin on Shabbos? Okay, this is going to come up later in the Masechta Beis Hashem. Tefillin on Shabbos, what level muksa is it? Right, I go into this past Shabbos, I was just asked. This past Shabbos, somebody comes to me before Bar Baksha Amar, I brought my weekday talus instead of my Shabbos talus by mistake. And I have my tefillin in my bag. What do? Can I take out my talus? So as you can take out your talus, could you put it back in? Because now, is the bag of buses l'davar ha'asr? Right, because now it only has tefillin. So the answer is it's okay, because buses is only created at Bein HaShemashes when Shabbos starts. But the Maisa, it also relates to what level muksa is tefillin. There are 10 types of muksas. So that's an important shiloh, machlokas achronim. But Hashem, we'll get back to it later in the Masechta. Tanya comes up also. If you come into shul and there's tefillin on a chair, are you allowed to move the tefillin in order to sit down? If it's muksa machmas chesr and kiss, you can't move it. Right, but if it's klisha machdal iser, which will come up later, then you can. Okay. Oh, Tanya, Chananya Omer, Chayev Adam l'mashmesh bebigdo erev Shabbos imchashecha. A person has to check his clothing on the way out of his house on Friday night to make sure that he has nothing in his pockets. Check it out. Amar of Yosef, Hilchasa Rabasi l'Shabbos. This is a great halacha you have to remember for Shabbos. Right, you have to always check your pockets beforehand. We say this Friday night also, to make sure that I'm not carrying anything. This line seems to be a pretty innocuous, pretty okay, nice little agarata, but it's a huge line, a very important line for the sugya of misasek. There's a major discussion in the Achronim. If I do an activity, if I do an act that I totally don't realize that I do, let's say I walk by a light and the light goes on and my shoulder brushes against the light. So Pashas, that's in Gemara, is called misasek. It's not called shogeg. Shogeg is I put on the light because I forgot it was Shabbos. It also might be called misasek if I wasn't even thinking about what I was doing. I just turn off the light when I leave the room. Sometimes that happens. Right? You turn off the light because you left the bathroom. Not because you forgot. You knew it was Shabbos and you know turning off the light on Shabbos is usher. But you just did it out of rote.
So that also might not be called shogeg. That might be called misasik. How do I view misasik? If I'm just involved in an isser and I don't even realize I'm involved in the act, is that what's called a maisa avera with a patur onshin? It's an act of an avera, but you're putter because, you know, you didn't really mean to do it. Right? Or do I say no? It's not even a maisa avera because you didn't even know what you were doing. A maisa avera is you knew what you were doing, but you forgot it was Shabbos. You didn't know it was treif, whatever the case may be. Instead, it's a machlokes between your kiveger and the nesivus, major discussion. But what do you see from our Gemara? If you carry something out on Shabbos in your pocket and you don't realize it, that's misasik. You didn't realize it. And you have to try to prevent misasik, the Gemara says. Oh, so Achronim assume that works better with assuming that misasik is a maisa avera. If it's not even a maisa avera, so it's not impossible to say that, no, you even have to try to prevent it because it's still, you're involved in something. But it definitely works better with assuming that misasik is a maisa avera, but you're putter. Right, which brings it closer to shogeg than having it separate as a misasik. Okay, that is a big discussion. They discussed it, having chametz in your house and you don't even realize it. Is that misasik? Do you violate by Rabbi Yematzei? That's where the discussion is as well. Again,
the motion sensor lights, that's also
misasik. Motion sensor lights. It would be misasik if you don't know there's a motion sensor and you happen to walk by and you never find out. Once you know about it, it's not misasik anymore.
Right, right.
But yes, that could be an example of misasik if you just walk straight through and you don't realize you're being taped. You don't realize there's a light that goes on. Good. Says the Gemara. Vayter, two dots. So we had in our Mishnah, lo yafala es kelav. A person is not allowed to check his clothing for bugs, for lice. So we weren't sure whether that was talking about on Erev Shabbos or it was talking about on Shabbos, and you're talking about you're not allowed to do it next to a candle. Meaning, which side of the Mishnah was it being read with? Ibai Luhu. Lo yafala es kelav bayom. Doesn't mean you cannot check your clothing for bugs on Shabbos. Why? Nothing to do with the light. Why? Because Shema Yarog. Because you might come to kill the bug, kill the lice. Rebbe Eliezer, he, Titania, and it's Rebbe Eliezer who says, Rebbe Eliezer, ha-hori kina b'Shabbos, kilo hori gamal. If you kill a louse on Shabbos, it's like you killed a camel. It just means that you violated the Isser of Shechita. V'lo yikra la'ar haner shemayata. And the next line of the Mishnah is something else. You're not allowed to read to the light of the candle because you might come to tilt the candle if it's not burning well. Is that how you're supposed to read the Mishnah? O dilma travayu shemayata. Or no, even the kina case, the issue is if you would kill a louse on Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayav daraisa. We'll get to why later. But the issue in the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, by the light of the candle, because you might come to tilt the candle. So what's the issue about lice in the Mishnah? Is it a candle issue, or is it a louse issue?
Both are Shabbos issues, not Erev Shabbos.
All right, I'm sorry, right, both are Shabbos issues, yes. I'm sorry, I misspoke, right, because this is about an act, not doing something about carrying. Right, so the question is it a separate reason or not? Tashma, thank you. Ain polo main karn la'araner. It says, you're not allowed to, the Brisa says, you're not allowed to check or read la'araner. So doesn't that prove it's the la'araner issue? So the Gemara says, mi alima mi masisan. This price is no clearer than our Mishnah. The question is there a comma after the word Poland? And it's a separate issue or not? Right? So we still don't know. So Tashma. No, the price says the Farish. Ain't Poland la Raner, ain't Karn la Raner. There it is. It's an issue of Nair. Meaning, there's no issue of killing the last on Shabbos. That would not be a Daraisa. Elo Minha Halachosh Amr Ba'alias Chananya Minchiski Ben Garon. These are one of the halachas that was discussed in the attic of Chananya when they had a whole vote. We'll get to the rest of these halachas later in this parak. When they had a vote about different halachas, and this was discussed, Shema Mina, Shavayu Shema Yata, Shema Mina. Right, so both of them are because of Shema Yata. Meaning, Me'ikar Adin, the Gemara Paskins, and we hold this way, at least in the Shulchan Aruch. At least 500 years ago, we held this way. That killing a louse on Shabbos is an Isser, is not Asa Daraisa. It's not Asa Daraisa, therefore we're not going to be Gozer Shema, you might come to kill it. The only issue is the Ner. We'll get to Mesh Shema in a little later on. Let's continue first. Why that is? Good question. Maybe not. Maybe not even us at the Rabbanim. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Afilu lahavchin being big dole big day ishto. Even using a candle to be mavchin between your begadim and your eyes begadim, you shouldn't do because again, you might tilt the candle. Amar Rava, lo Amar and Ella de Bnei Mechuza. This is only talking about in Bnei Mechuza where husbands, like the men, wore clothing similar to the wives. Avod de Bnei Chaklisa made the yadi, but the Bnei Chaklisa, the farmers. There they wore shorts, right? Therefore, because they worked out in the fields. So that clothing is not going to be similar to the women's, and therefore made the yadi, you can use the candle, because you're not going to be really using the candle. It's so clear the difference between the begadim. And even in b'nei mechuz, it's only the elders, which would be a problem. Aval the yaldas made the yadi, but the younger women have different clothing, therefore it wouldn't be a problem, period. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has an interesting ha'ara, right here in the back. The Yavi says, so if you have clothing that's, what does it say, checking the men versus women's clothing, if they're very, very similar, you basically can't tell them apart, you're not allowed to use the candle. But it sounds like there's no iser to have such clothing. So it sounds like there's no iser of losilbash, simlasisha, v'chulu, if you have very similar clothing. The only issue is a Shabbos issue. The issue is not a clothing issue. Interesting. Tana Rabbanan. In Poland, Bruce a rabbi, everybody had COVID. Don't check your clothing for lice in the middle of the street. It's there. People think it's disgusting. When you're throwing your lice in the street, you shouldn't do that. Kiyotzi bo, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, v'amilo Rebbe Nechemya, enos and a pick to visit, Bruce a rabbi. If somebody's taking a certain medicine to induce vomiting, don't do that in the street. Right? But they had COVID. Right, understandable. Tana Rabbanan, Hamafales Kalev. So now we're getting back to the issue of lice. Hamafales Kalev, somebody's checking their begadim for lice. This is not talking about Shabbos. This is Stam. Mephales Kalev. Says the Gemara, Molel v'zorek u'bilvad shelo yaharog. Well, actually, might still be talking about Shabbos. We're going to get to this is still talking about Shabbos. We're going to get to non-Shabbos soon. Mephales Kalev, Molel v'zorek. Somebody could take them off their begadim and roll them. Rolling them is a certain act that somehow makes sure that they don't, like, you kind of roll their feet, so they don't come and stick on your clothing again, and stick on you. Molel v'zorek, obavachlo yari, you have to make sure not to kill them. Make sure not to kill them, but you're allowed to do the molila, because even if you would kill them, at most it would be an iser d'rabanan. Abishalomer, no tel v'zorek, obavachlo yimlo, no. You can try to get them off, but don't be molel. Because that might crush them, and according to Abishol, that could be Nisa Daraisa. Amar Rav Huna, Halacha, Molel, Vizorek, Vizil, Kvodu, Vafilu, Bechol. The halacha is you can roll them, because doing that on Shabbos would only be Nisa Darabana, Vizil, Kvodo, and this is the appropriate way to act, even on a weekday. Period. Rabba Makate Elohu. Rabba would just kill them, even on Shabbos, Rashi says. Rabba Sheshes Makate Elohu. Rabba Shadilu Lakana Demaya. Rabba would throw them into water. He wouldn't want to kill them directly. So he would just let them, throw them into water so they wouldn't bother him again. Amar lehu Rav Nachman lebante. Rav Nachman told his daughters, Ketolin, kill them. V'yashmina likala desan v'soy. And let me hear the sound of my enemies. Interesting. Maybe, really, the lies got to him. So that's the period. Let's just, two more lines, and then we'll discuss it. Tanya, Shimon Elazar, Omer ein hargenes ha-macholos b'shamas divrei b'shamai, when it's allowed to kill a ma'acholos. Also, a little bug. Ma'acholos comes up in Hilchas Nida. Divrei b'shamai, u'beisil ha-matirin, beisil ha-matirs. V'chinah, Shimon Elazar, Omer m'shir b'shamu gamliyo. A meshadchin. Actually, let's stop there before we do that. Before the v'chein. So what's the issue about killing lice? This has come up, and very, we haven't spoken about this in a long time. But the issue is, if you remember, a Gemara later on. The Gemara later on, according to some opinions, hold that killing lice on Shabbos is mutter. Why? You're not allowed to kill animals on Shabbos. Right? Shechita. The answer, the Gemara says there, you're only not allowed to kill lice. You're allowed to kill lice. Why? Because lice are not Parin Varavin, the Gemara says. The Gemara seems to assume, that there is spontaneous generation when it comes to lice. They do not come from parents' lice. They are self-generated, like fruit flies. Fruit flies, where do fruit flies come from? They come from moldy fruit. That was the assumption at a certain time in history. That's what the Gemara seems to assume. And you're only chayav on Shabbos for killing an animal that came from parents. But if there was no parent animal who just was created, nivra me'elah, right, from the fruit, from the rot, so the one is not chayav on Shabbos. That's what it seems to be. The Gemara's lashon is enam parav v'ravin. The problem, so that's why they hold this mutter, one is allowed to kill a louse. The problem is, we know that it's not the apple and the rot in the apple that's creating the bugs. It's that the bugs are attracted, but they are parin v'ravin. But the problem is, in the Shulchan Aruch, it quotes mutter because of Einam Parav Aravin. So this is one of the examples of, does halacha change if we think that the Metzias has changed? Or not the Metzias changed, that they didn't understand the Metzias, so to speak. So this is a major, major discussion. Rav Dessler has a beautiful footnote. Whenever this comes up, we quoted this. Rav Dessler, in the fourth volume on page 355, he discusses this case. He discusses Mayim Shalanu, the halacha that we follow in Shulchan Aruch, that when the water that you bake matzahs with has to be left overnight, the night before you bake the matzahs. Why? Because in the morning, water is warmer. And Rashi says, because the sun goes under the ocean during the night and warms the water, and that's why it's warmer in the morning. Right? So that's why you have to have Mayim Shalanu. So again, we know the sun's not going under the earth, right? The earth is orbiting around the sun. So this, and it talks about another halach of Adrusas Chatul and Maseches Chulin. Anyway, so what attitude do you take? So many take the attitude, at least of Chazal, Rishonim and Achronim not, but at least of Chazal, many take the attitude that maybe, and this is what Rav Dessler says, it could be that what they said should not be taken literally. Einan Parin V'Ravin, you know, they had certain special siyata d'shmaya in terms of what they said. Might not be literally, it's not parin v'ravin. But it appears to the naked eye as if einam parin v'ravin. And therefore, halachically, you could treat it as if it's einam parin v'ravin. Or, for example, it's as if the water, the metzias is that it's warmer in the morning because it's as if the sun would go under and warm it, but not because actually that's what happens. Or the Gemara never said that about the sun going under. It just said it's, Mayim Shalanu, you have to use. So you could take that approach and reinterpret almost every line. It doesn't work for every case. Or number one. Or number two. Or you could say, there are, and this is what the Vilna Gaon says, there are 10 reasons for every halacha. Even if one of the reasons wouldn't apply, and even if they were wrong, if we could say such a thing, even if they were wrong, right, so then we, still the halacha wouldn't change. Right, the Gros says there are 100 reasons why there's Yantav Sheni and Chutz Laretz. So one of them doesn't apply anymore. But there are 100 reasons. Right? So this is a big discussion relating to this sugya. Again, we do not believe in rabbinic infallibility on a personal level. Right, everybody could do averis. But in terms of the halachic mesorah, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and the Gemara, that is a special status. Special siyata d'shmaya, time of bas kols, time of tchias ha-mesim, right? So therefore, we have to make sure that we always have the proper attitude in terms of learning. But the Achrona have this different discussions. Okay, let's continue. This is how he would do it even on Shai. He would roll them. He would roll them and not worry about killing them. Shabbos is an issue, and he would say, I mean, in terms of Tzar Balei Chaim, in terms of the act of killing, there are any issues. He says not only on Shabbos. Okay, finishing up. V'chein ha'yav shimon al-azhar omer, v'shim v'shim gamliel, another machlokas. A mishatchan asati no kos le'areis, a person, we cannot make shiduchin, make arrangements for erisin on Shabbos. V'loa asati no kolam do'sefer, or make arrangements where somebody, a child is going to go to school, or olam do'ubnis, or to go to a teacher of a profession. Vein menachem in aveilim. You don't do nicham aveilim on Shabbos. There is aveilus on Shabbos. Bitzina. But I want you to do nicham aveilim. Vein mevakrin. Why? Rashi says because it's going to bring tsar to the visitor, and that's a violation of oneg Shabbos. Interesting. Vein mevakrin cholim b'Shabbos. You don't do biker cholim on Shabbos. Divrei b'Shamai. Ubeisela matir and beisela matirs. In all of these cases, imaters, because these are, you know, you don't worry. The mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed overrides the little tsar that a person might get. The Magen Avraham, though, points out here, when this quote in Shulchan Aruch, one shouldn't specifically go on Shabbos. Oh, it's the most convenient. So I'm going to go do Bikur Cholam on Shabbos. If it's the only time you have, the person works the whole week, they have to try to make time during the week. But if this is the only time, so that is when they do it. Good. By the way, fascinating. Chashuke Chemed here quotes. It's here, but it could be in 20 different places in Shas. The Gemara tells us elsewhere, we know that a person who visits somebody who's sick takes 1/60th of the illness. You know the Gemara, then the brachas we had, there were 5 1/60s, right? Just sleep is 1/60th of death, and a dream is 1/60th of nevuah. So visiting somebody, take 1/60th. So big shilas, so why don't you just go get 60 people and take away the whole choli? So there are many different answers what that means, that you take 1/60th of the illness. And also, explains the Chashuke Chemed, so why doesn't the person feel sick after he goes, if he has 1/60th of the illness? So the Rishonim, there in Maseches Nedarim, Lamates, discuss, it only applies if it's a Ben Gilo, if it's somebody who's your age and you're born under the same mazel, and right, there are limits or not. But says, V'anachru Shemano Afaris, he quotes a fascinating suggestion. He says, no, you take 1/60th, but what is it? It's like vaccinations. What do you do by a vaccine? You give a little bit of the illness in order to build up antibodies, so therefore you don't really get sick. So that's the schus that a mavakar gets. That he gets a little bit of the illness, but it's 160, the balta b'shishim. Balta b'shishim, and therefore, memela, it is just considered a vaccination. Zoche v'noto ksasni amachla kadei leftoach nogdanim. Right, antibodies. V'ama'at hazeh batal b'shishim k'dugmas ma'acholas asuras ha'batilas b'shishim u'mikan ha'mispar shishim. That's why it's 60. That's why it's 60, because it can be but you don't want to really get sick. Right, right, chote, right, somebody who goes is gonna, not a chote, but somebody who's doing a mitzvah is gonna get hurt for it. So, he quotes, again, there's many other pshatim, but that is an interesting one that I never saw before. Okay, here we go. Tanu Rabbanan, anechnas levakos achola. If somebody goes to visit a chol on Shabbos, Omer, Shabbos he milizok v'lerufua krova lavo. He said, you know, Shabbos should prevent you from really feeling sick. For a mayor, Omer, yechola hishet rachim. It's possible that Shabbos could bring rachmanis. That's the language that you use. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, hamakom yirachim alecha v'yalchola Yisrael. Right, Hashem should have rachmanis on you and all sick people. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, hamakom yirachim alecha b'tok shar chol Yisrael. Right, you put yourself within the other cholim. I think Rav Schwab points out, why do you use the lashon of hamakom here? By hamakom yirachim aleichem. Use the lashon of hamakom when? Achenu. Use it by a shiva house. Hamakom means, is the name of Hashem, which means that he's maloch halaretz kvodo. He's all over. He's the place. He's all over. So hamakom is always used when a person feels distant from God. Always distant from Hashem. Hamakom, so it's to give them chizuk. Hashem is close to you. Hamakom, he fills up the place. Hamakom yirachim yirachim. Hamakom yinachim eschem. That's the word hamakom is always used. We mentioned that in a Haggadah a couple of years ago by Baruch Hamakom. Shevna is Yerushalayim b'knisasa omer Shevna. A man from Yerushalayim, when he went into a chole, omer shalom. He used to say shalom. Or b'siyasa omer shabisi miluzuk v'lefur k'ravalavo v'rachmav merubin v'shevto b'shalom. So he started and ended with Shabbos. That was Shevna. Tosas here is two deus. We know Shevna from Tanakh was a terrible Russia. How could you have somebody named Shevna? Maybe it's really Shechna, not Shevna. Or maybe it's, there were good people named Shevna too. Sternbach has a tshuva, where he writes, what if somebody is supposed to name his grandfather? His grandfather needs a name. His grandfather died, he's supposed to name his son after his grandfather. His grandfather was a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. And his father wants him to name him after this Russia, Mechal Shabbos. So Rav Sternbach says, well, is it like the name Avraham? Is it like Meir? Is it like, you know, normal names? So if it's any names like that, then it's no problem, because your father could think whatever he wants to think, but you'll think you're naming it after Rebbe Meir, naming it after Avraham Avinu, whatever it is. If it's an unusual name that nobody has, except this person, and he's known by it, then it'll be more of an issue. But he says maybe Moshe Hanein, so it's really a different name. Okay, come on, Azla Hadam Rabbi Chanina. Who is the following like? Mishi Ish Lachola B'toch Beiso, Tzorach Shi'ar Ven B'toch Chola Yisrael. Whenever you have a chola, you have to daven within and put the chola within the other cholam. Come on, Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yossi said, that you do a B'toch Shar Chola Yisrael. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, V'koshi Yitzio L'nachama V'elum L'vakar Cholam B'Shabes. With difficulty, Chazal allowed us to do Nicham V'elum B'Bikar Cholam on Shabbos. And we said before, because, you know, it's tsar for the visitor. But they allowed it. When I followed Rabbi Elazar to go visit a sick person, Zimnim Amar, sometimes he said, Amakom Yivkatcha, L'Shalom. V'Zimnim Amar, Rachmani Yidkarinach L'Shalom. Sometimes he said it in Hebrew, sometimes he said it in Aramaic. Right, maybe depending on the, right, like some rabbis in Israel, sometimes they speak Hebrew, sometimes they speak English. Right, depending on the audience. So sometimes he did it in Aramaic, sometimes in Hebrew. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Chiyavet Hachi, V'yam Rav Yehuda, La'olam Al Yishal Adam Sracha B'lashon Arami." What do you mean? We have a Chazal. You're not supposed to ask your needs in Aramaic. V'yam Rav Yochanan, Kol Hashol Sracha B'lashon Arami, Ein Malachi Esheris Is Kakun Lo. If anybody asks B'lashon Arami, the Malachim don't help you. Shein Malachi Esheris Lakim B'lashon Arami, because the Malachim don't know B'lashon Arami. That, by the way, is why we dafka say Kaddish in B'lashon Arami. The Gemara says elsewhere. So it goes straight to Hashem. The Malachim don't need, the prosecutors don't even hear it. But here, if you want the Malachim, Rashi here says, Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi here says, if you want the Malachim to help bring your tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to talk in a language that they understand. So the Gemara says, Shani chola d'shchini imo. By a chola, Hashem's there. You don't need the tefillah to be taken anywhere. He's sitting there. Kaviyachol. Damar of Anan, Amara, Minayin, Sheshchina, so it is a chola. How do you know that the Shechina itself supports the chola? Shenemar, Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Davoy. Tanya Mihachi, a nepas vakar zachola, somebody goes to visit a sick person, lo yesha, agabi amita. You can't sit on the bed. At least where the head of the chola is. You can't sit on the bed there. If you go to a hospital bed, you can't sit next to the head. Why? Because the shechin is there. Velo agabi kisei. Not on a chair. So the post can say, this is maybe only a chair next to the bed, or next to the head. Elamis atif, du ituf. Because the shechin is there. The yoshev lefanav, right? Wear a hat. When you go visit a chola, the Gemara seems to say. V'yashiv l'fanav, mipnei sheshchina l'malam mirashotzav shechola, shnemer Hashem yisadzenu al eres davai. Good. V'yamar Rav Amar Rav Avin, minad shekodesh baruch hu zonas hachola, hadron that Hashem is there, shnemer Hashem yisadzenu al eres davai. Good. What is Rashi l'shitaso? Rashi here says, exactly like I explained the Gemara, the malachim are the ones that help. We discussed this a number of years ago. I hope the next Daf Be'in Shir, to figure out a night when it is, it's been a busy time after Yontif, the next Daf Be'in Shir will be davening to Malachim. Davening to Malachim and asking Malachim to help out. Is that appropriate or not? So this Rashi is huge. But Rashi here and Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalet both say this. Both say that there's no problem in interpreting the Gemara with davening, asking the malachim for a little help, piggyback. You know, could you please bring this in? And according to the right, there's no difference. You go to a tzaddik to daven for you, you go to a malach to daven for you. Other poskim are not going to be so thrilled with that idea. They're going to have to come up with other readings of these gemaras here and in Sanhedrin Mem Daled. But either way, that's an important Rashi. The Pasha of the Gemara says, Ein malachei hasharis kakam lo. Good. Tosas points out in Ein malachei hasharis, he says, Gavriel understands. Gavriel understands Arami. And then Tosa says, I don't know how the Gemara knows any of this, because Malachim even know what you're thinking. Right? So what do you mean? They don't understand a certain language. So Tosa leaves a Bitsarachian, how the Gemara knows that Malachim only know certain languages. Okay? It's a Mesorah, Lachor. Weiter. So you can't lead back to the Halacha. One is not allowed to read next to the light of a candle, because they might come tilt the candle. Omar Rabba, Afilu Gavoa Shte Komos. Even if the candle is very, very up high, it's way up high, there's no chance that you're going to forget it. You're going to have to go up on a ladder, low plug. Even if it's the size of two saddles of oxen, right, that's how they used to measure things. Right, it's away from you. Right, even if it's basically very high up, it's still low plug. But the Gemara is medayik. One person cannot read next to the candle. Hatrei shaper dummy. But two can, because they'll remind each other. The Raisa says not one or two. Amar Balazar lokasha. If they're focused on the same thing, then they're allowed to read together. Because we assume that they're going to remind each other. The Ritva here adds, b'sefer echad. It's one sefer. But if it's two, even if they're next to each other, if they're doing their own thing, we don't assume that they're going to remind each other that it's Shabbos. Amar Rav Hamnuna, ubimidura, if it's a big torch where everybody's sitting away from each other, afilu asar b'nei adam asar. Even 10 people is asar because they're not going to remind. Amar Rava, im adam chashev u mutter. But if it's an adam chashev mutter, because an adam chashev is a person who never fixes his own candle. Right, he always has a servant do it. So we're not worried about an Adam Chasha. So even though we say low plug by the situations, we don't say low plug by the people. Meisve, is that really true? That an Adam Chasha is allowed. The Tosefta says, Lo Yikra, Lo Raner Shemayate, Om Rabbi Shaw Ben Elisha. Well known discussion. Ani Yikra Velate. Rabbi Shaw says, don't worry about it. I'll read next to a light, and I'm not going to forget. And what happened? Two versions. Pamachas karu bikesh la'atos. One time he was reading and he was about to. And Omar, and he stopped himself. And he said, oh, kama gedolim dibri chachamim. The words of the rabbis are great. Shayorim lo yikra la'araner. Because they said lo yikra la'araner. Right? They're very smart. Rabbi Nassan Omer, kara vihita. He actually did it. He actually was Mechal Shabbos. V'kasav al pinkaso, and he wrote down in his notebook, Ani Yishmal ben Elisha, karisi v'itesi ner b'Shabbos. I did it. L'kishayibane beis hamigdash avichatos shmeina. When the beis hamigdash is built, I owe a carbon. I owe a chatos. So either way, what's the question of the Gemara? So you see, even on the Mechashev, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Biami shiny Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha hol umesim atzmo al devrei Torah gehedyot. He didn't treat himself like a Adam Chashev. He always did everything himself. That's why it was also for him. But if you have a real Adam Chashev who never does it, so then it would be mutter. Says the Ran. So I looked. I have an old set of Chedushi Arans, like the 6-volume Chedushi Aran that I got like whenever, decades ago. And then a couple of years ago, the Masada Rav Kook came out with the Chedushi Aran on Shabbos. So I don't know why. This piece that I'm about to say is not in the new one of the Masada Rav Kook. At least I didn't find it there. I don't know why but it's in the old one. The Ran says, Yikshone Beis HaMikdash, what? Are we all going to have to bring Karbanis? Every Jew that ever lived in their life. and they were Machal Shabbos, they're going to have to bring Karbanos when Mashiach comes? They're Pater from Mitzvahs after they die. So says the Ron, it must be that he did this hoping that the Beis HaMikdash would be built in his day. That's what it means. Look, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, he really, animamin, the Hashkafi, you get out of this. He took it seriously. I hope Mashiach's going to come tomorrow. I'm going to have to bring the carbon. That's why he wrote it down. He wrote it down for the Shibana Beis HaMikdash in his lifetime. That's why he did it. He says, Amr Betosfus, quoted in the Ran, Died to come to the Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Be Yom of Kamar, Ti Acher Sheyamos, Lo Efshar, Ti Chata Shemesu Baal Lehel Lemisa Azla. Right, if you're ready, he's not Chayiv. Good. Okay, Beis Hashem, maybe we'll start tomorrow with an important Maariz Chayis on this Gemara. What exactly did he mean by Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim? We'll start with that. And Beis Hashem, then we'll get into other issues that come up on tomorrow's Daf. A lot of, again, these Inyanim are crucially important. Halachas of Shiva Nikiyim, an important Shuvah of Rashi that comes up on tomorrow's Daf. And Tameh HaMikra. Okay? Zecha Shabbos has it all. Baruch Hashem.